Orange of the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. It's Crowded House, Mean to Me. We're 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And let's go to the movies. And joining us online, our entertainment correspondent, Shane A. Bassett. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly.
Now, screening at Odeon 5, is it Raya or Raya and the Last Dragon?
I thought it was Raya until I saw the movie, and it's Raya and the Last Dragon.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not a big fan. I don't know if you remember this, but I'm not a big fan of animated films. I like them. I really do understand they take a long time to make, and they're state-of-the-art animation nowadays. But this one blew me away. And I don't know. I think it's going to be enjoyed by families for years to come. It's compelling. It's really funny. And it's worth seeing on the big screen. So check it out.
Okay. And what about Chaos Walking, also at Odeon 5?
Yeah, I didn't know much about this. It's based on a very popular novel, which I hadn't read. It stars Tom Holland, who's probably best known as the new Spider-Man and the Spider-Man films at the moment. It's set in a futuristic world where everyone can hear each other's thoughts.
Now, oh, dear, that could cause some issues.
Yeah, tell me about it. But 90% of my thoughts are all movie-related. The other 10% is probably football. So she crash lands on the planet, and he has to protect her because she has this secret. Now, I'll keep it at that. It turns into a bit of a thriller towards the end, but if you like special effects and science fiction, I'd say check this out.
All right, now streaming on Amazon Prime is The Rental. Tell us about this.
Very creepy. I won't give too much away. It is a story about two couples that are all best friends. They decide to go on a weekend retreat away in this luxury house they rented out. But things go wrong right from the start. It's a little bit of those creepy stories where things go bump in the night.
Okay. And WandaVision, tell us about this.
Now, WandaVision has got its big finale tomorrow night on Disney Plus. If you haven't seen WandaVision, I would suggest you should. It's a Marvel Universe series, but it's a little bit more than that. It's not about superheroes, but it does have a lot of references. I can't sort of stress enough how ingenious it is, because it does sets up a whole lot of old sitcoms right from the 50s and 60s through to the 90s. And then it has its own other stories on the side, which has to do with the Marvel superhero universe. Check it out. I really enjoyed it. And the finale is going to be big tomorrow night.
Now, Coming to America 2, was that Coming to America? Was that Eddie Murphy back in the day?
Yeah. 30-year-old Eddie Murphy movie back in his heyday from 1988. It's probably older than 30 years, actually. I can't review it until next week because I'm under a strict embargo, but I have seen it. It comes out tomorrow on Amazon Prime if you happen to have that. It is going to be one for the fans. I'll leave it at that. Eddie Murphy, I've liked for many years. I have a strong opinion on his films. Some are great, some not so great. But if you enjoyed the original Coming to America, you're going to get a lot out of this one. There's plenty of references to the original.
Okay, fantastic. Shane A. Bassett takes us to the movies each Thursday. Mate, thanks as always for your time. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Take care.